More questions?
Yes, I've also been involved in trying to get money from Department of Energy, and I congratulate Dr. Habib being one of three finalists. I'm concerned about the economics. In the most recent IEEE Spectrum, the Professional Society of Electrical Engineers, they had an article about Japan, who's trying to go, because of their calamity with the earthquake and nuclear power, to go more into renewable energy. And they're coming, the Japanese are coming up with what look to me like very large subsidies for renewable energy. 60 cents a kilowatt hour for photovoltaics, about 25 cents a kilowatt hour for wind. Now, 25 cents per kilowatt hour might make sense on my land, but for the rest of us, that's a very high price. And I guess do you see that you're going to be able to compete economically? The Japanese certainly say you're not, at least they're paying a lot of money to take this uneconomical source and use it.
Yeah, it's certainly an excellent question. And the reason we're doing the research is to answer your question. We're not going to go out there and build these things if we're not going to be cost-effective. That's the bottom line. There is no plan to go build, thou shalt build, gigawatts worth of wind out there. It's going to happen only if we're cost-effective or able to actually be competitive with other forms of energy. And so it is up to us as researchers to figure this out. That's why we're going to floating turbines. We believe floating turbines, they can be manufactured in very large quantities, like we build ships, if you wish, and towed out to sea, reduce quite a bit of the cost involved in construction. And you can build them a lot faster. You won't have to build roads or tops and mountains to do that. You can just throw them offshore and reduce the cost. So our numbers show that we should be able to get to 10 cents a kilowatt hour by 2020. We have a report put together by a university main economist who's been studying this for years right now, Dr. Gary Hunt. You can go to his website at the university and download these reports. He's done a very extensive economic models that showed that with this technology, we should be able to reach 10 cents a kilowatt hour by 2020. At that time, that would be one of the least costly form of electricity the state of Maine has. Now, are we guaranteed to get there? No. That's why we're doing the research. Do we think we can get there? I think we've got a pretty good shot at it. And that's what DOE thought when they funded us to do so.
Okay.